Hey everybody, Chris here. Just wanted to drop in with a quick note about what this episode is before we get into it. So every year we do a Build a Dungeon, Play a Dungeon two-part series for the holidays. This first part is the Build a Dungeon, and we will be actually running this this dungeon that we're going to be making on air in a couple weeks. So you can listen to these in any order if you want, but this one is the Build one. Also, a few quick content warnings for you. All the language in this episode is very PG, but I will warn you that we do talk a lot about Santa Claus and what happens maybe up at the North Pole. And then also we talk about zombies in this too. Hello and welcome to Roll for Topic. Normally we are a roundtable discussion about topics related to running role-playing games, but this time we are coming back with our Build a Dungeon Spectacular. I'm Chris Salzman.
And I'm Andy Rowe.
And we are joined by John Corey.
Woohoo!
And Kyle Latino.
This is the sound of my voice.
Oh, it's such a good sound to hear, too. So if this is your first time listening to one of these things, so what we do around the holidays every year on Roll for Topic is we do a special episode where we build a dungeon sort of live on air, or an adventure, if you will. And then the next episode, we'll actually run it as an actual play. So this is just kind of our nice holiday treat to ourselves. I think this is year five of it, maybe, which seems like a lot. And I think, Kyle, I think you've been on all of them. And John, I think you've been on most of them.
Yeah, I don't think I was on the first one.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know if we knew you then. So
no,
we'll
I don't
have to go
so.
Back and re-record that one. But yeah. Yeah, so this is super
fun. I
don't
think that's how that works.
let's make this easy.
Yeah.
Let's all just
maybe you
like,
can just record some like B-roll and I'll just edit it.
Yeah, you know what? Just send me the finished version in Wave and I'll just inject stuff every once in a while as if I'm there. It won't be weird at all.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, so we have decided our theme for this year's dungeon beforehand, just to kind of kickstart the conversation a little bit. So this year we are going to be doing zombies. And there's a nice tie-in with this. The Andy and John are starting a new podcast soon. When does it start officially?
Launches in January.
Launches in January called
Zombie Strains.
Nice. Yeah. And Andy, why don't you tell us what you do on that podcast?
Sure. Yeah, in Zombie Strains, we are asking the question and trying to find some answers of how did zombies come to rule the world of popular entertainment.
Yeah.
And John and I are doing that by going back to the beginning and watching critical or important or sometimes just trashy zombie films starting back in the early 1900s and hopefully eventually working our way up to modern fare and trying to figure out to identify the connecting elements between those different films.
Yeah, and what we're doing, the first two episodes are actually filmed this century as a sort of baseline, like what we think a zombie movie is. And then we'll occasionally be sprinkling in modern zombie movies when we have a good excuse. Because I don't think Andy and I could make it all the way from 1932 to 1971 without watching something more modern.
The 30s have been a little rough, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What it sounds like from what you told me.
Sometimes rough in a fun way, but pretty rough.
Yeah. Okay, that's super cool. Well, I've gotten a sneak peek of the first episode, and I'm super excited. This is going to hit my rotation. And I don't even really like zombie movies that much, but I think just the way you guys are approaching it is pretty cool. So,
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. So let's get into this. So we have picked the theme of zombies. And again, just to kind of set the stage, we are aiming for a one-shot adventure that I can run as an actual play on the podcast. So Andy's role in this is going to be making sure that we're sticking to the clock and making sure that we're actually coming up with ideas that are that we can run.
They're plausible.
Yeah, run and plausible and stuff. And then John and Kyle get to ignore that and just
That is basically how these go. So yeah, I mean, we've done enough of these now that you know.
Yeah, I just sort of know.
What a wonderful experience this always is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy holidays. So we were talking a little bit beforehand about, you know, it'd be fun to do a zombie thing. And if we could set it in a place where a zombie movie, a zombie story hasn't happened before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a tall order because there's a lot of zombie movies, but let's start spitballing some ideas. So let's eliminate some things right out of the gate. How about
Okay.
hospital?
Okay.
Out.
Sure. Hospital's out. Okay.
It's easy to name take a the zombie to movies that don't.
Yeah. So, John, has there ever been a movie filmed in your house?
No, we could do it in my house.
Okay, all right.
Well, though it's a short adventure. It's only 1,350 square feet. Really.
I sprint to the door and we're free.
Oh man, you know, instead of bragging about how many rooms your mega dungeon has, they should start bragging about the square
footage. Yeah. And that doesn't count the bonus room.
Yeah, right. Oh, the bonus room. The den is really great.
Yeah. We could also, just throwing this out there, we could also pick a time period that has not yet been infected by zombie films.
Oh.
Oh.
That would be...
I would be very interested in that. Can I just... we're just spitballing here, so I'll just throw out the first thing that came to my head. Chicago World's Fair, but zombies. or Paris World's Fair in 1900, but zombies.
Oh, so, interesting. Those,
I was going to throw out Santa's Workshop.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was easy.
I mean, has there ever been a zombie movie set in in Santa's workshop?
No Googling, Andy.
There has to have been, right?
Like, I guarantee you in the list of 600 or so zombie films John and I have compiled, at least four of them involve Santa.
Wow.
Yes.
That's my guess.
I look forward to the fact-checking follow-up.
Well, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So I like that. So my brain sort of immediately went to like really far in the past, like early humans. Like, what if there was early humans, but also zombies and dinosaurs? Oh,
that would be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. Because the idea of like dinosaurs and zombies is pretty good.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, let's do it like totally historically inaccurate, like there are both humans and dinosaurs at the same time, and it's like a Ringo Starr movie.
I mean, maybe the dinosaurs are the zombies. Right,
like, yeah,
they've,
what do you think about that, Chris?
That's how we'll lampshade the anachronism.
Yeah. It's like Dino Crisis, but with zombie dinos.
I don't know, guys. We're going to have a real hard time getting this approved by like the Association of Historians. The stamp of approval we usually seek for.
Yes.
Usually that's what we always go for.
Yes. Okay. A deeply thoughtful and rigorous research we usually do.
So the only thing I maybe don't like about like far past is sort of like, is there enough sort of fun concrete imagery for people to be running around in? Right, so again, like if you drop them into like the past like that, then
the nice thing about Santa's workshop provides a lot of opportunities to say, hey, is there a beanie with a twirly blade on top of it nearby that I, or whatever.
Ooh,
or a super soaker, or name whatever dumb toy from your childhood and it's going to be in Santa's workshop.
I do like the Santa's workshop idea. I have to say,
all right,
I mean,
I'm up for it.
I think that's good. Yeah.
I think then we have to have the players be elves.
Well, yeah.
Not, or reindeer, right? Like someone would be Blitzen.
Actually, that would be fun. If you could be like elves or reindeer, but not humans, and there's human zombies, though maybe we should restrict it so Santa's not a zombie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. That would be nice, especially if my kids listen. So,
right.
Yeah.
They're like, Dad, you can't make up stuff about Santa. He's a real person. And they'll be like, well. Sorry if anybody didn't know that.
Yeah, this is
you're going to have to actually
cut that. We
didn't
want to be the one to break it to you on this. Okay, so, yeah, and then along those lines, just again, thinking about content, is it a little grim if, like, like, is it too grim to have a bunch of zombies running around in Santa's workshop and then you're killing them as Rudolph?
It's the dichotomy that makes it work, I think. I think. It's like maybe they could be like, you know, White Walkers or something like that. This is our big Santa Claus Game of Thrones tie-in.
Yeah. Yeah, the wall's been breached and Santa's the first defense.
I kind of like that.
I mean, if C.S. Lewis can pull Santa into his magical ice kingdom, then so can George R.R. Martin. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's that great, and by great, I mean horrible trailer in the movie Scrooged where Santa Claus is played by the $6 million man, and it like turns into an action movie featuring Santa Claus with the AK-47. Lee Majors.
Yeah. I think You Should Leave also had a sketch along those lines about Santa. Santa should start. Yeah, which was also really good. They also did a sketch about a Christmas Carol, but like the ghosts of Far Far Future showing up. That made me fight skeletons. It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I like this idea. Do we want to try to spitball like maybe one other one to sort of like have something to bounce it off of?
No,
or just go with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's holidays. It's a good time to have a holiday theme one.
All right, sounds good to me. All right,
yeah.
So we are going to set this in Santa's workshop. Do we still want to pick a time period, or is Santa's workshop sort of timeless?
Like, I feel like it sort of exists outside of time, in sort of a Victorian,
right?
A vaguely Victorian type of era, although someone does agree if you want.
I mean, you know, maybe it lives in some kind of chronosynclastic infundibula in which it exists at all points in time.
Yeah.
And so therefore all toys from all points in time exist in Santa's workshop, if you believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that, that's some Doctor Who nonsense.
Which, does the best Christmas special every year? Yeah. Doctor Who?
Yeah. okay, so I like that. Can we maybe, okay, so does that include, like, to Andy's point about the Victorian era, does it include electronic toys? Does Santa make PlayStations?
A PlayStation is not a toy.
Oh. Well, okay.
It's serious business. Come on, Chris.
Look, I know you're in the video game industry now, but
that is for adults with mortgages, and I don't.
I am having a fun time picturing like the Borges's Library of Babel, but with
yes,
toys.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I think for fun, and part of what will make this fun is the players using their imagination to come up with stuff, and you getting to yes and that, like,
yeah.
I think that should probably, like, if you're going to use Caltrop Core, like, that should just be a stat, is belief in Santa Claus.
Yes, actually I like that too.
I like that. Okay, so your belief stat sort of allows you like a preparedness for what kind of toy
that is how reality in this weird pocket dimension is determined.
Is one's
belief.
Yeah. Now I like that.
I have a question.
And then naughty and nice are your other two stats, and so roll naughty.
It's just lasers and feelings plus belief.
I actually, you know what? That was a one-off, but like naughty could be when you have to do something violent to somebody, and nice could be like when you have to try to convince somebody to do something. Like that, we could sub them for like charisma and brawn. And
yes.
And then we just need one other stat. We've got right. You can do three. Yeah, I think that is awesome.
I think we could do a fourth set. That's sort of like I've liked doing this in the past. It's really really tuned to the character. They can each pick kind of like one other aspect.
Yeah, like maybe one person wants to be an elf who works in the shop, and they pick, you know, great with a wooden mallet or whatever, like just whatever random thing they want to come up with.
Really good with a saw.
Because even though they make PlayStations in Santa's workshop, they still do it all with wooden and old iron tools.
Oh, of course.
I just want that to be clear.
Yeah, they're just like, they have a hammer and they're kind of like pounding wood, and then all of a sudden a PS5
and then it's PlayStation.
Yeah.
I do kind of like the idea of getting a little baby boomer kids these days critique, like Santa's warehouse. Maybe everything near the front of it from the last few years is just all copies of like Madden 2019. The farther you go back, the more like magical the toys get.
I actually like that because it forces movement, right? Like you can't just barricade the door. You've got to get to the actual toys. There, the
back
older
when, like,
the toy, the more sort of
toys considered toys. Yeah, you know, instead of Call of
Hoop
Duty.
And stick.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I like that. Yeah. So, okay.
Do we want to give them a mission? Like,
yes, I think,
save Santa. Or
yeah,
save
I think we
the
need.
Reindeer
I think we need
something.
A mission, and I think
it has to be save Santa.
Yeah, Santa is. I think it's whatever an hour and a half before Santa has to leave to go do the deliveries, and Rudolph is gone, or all the toys are missing, or something like that.
Or there's like, zombies loading the toys.
Well, I mean, the zombies are like incidental, but the real
they
problem.
Deal with this every year. The yeah. problem is Rudolph is missing.
I feel like the idea all our we are in a genre where a more probable storyline would be: can you get to Santa to put him down before he turns?
Because he can get to everyone's house. This is D-Day. If Santa, if zombie Santa Claus makes it to the sleigh, no. We're all up the creek, my friends.
He can get in any chimney. He can. No.
Yeah. I think we established Victoria at the Santa. Beginning that
Santa to Israel, and he's terrifying. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so, all that to say, we're clearly leaning into the fun and magical end of the spectrum, not the
Santa's a zombie who's coming. Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure dark and grimy are what people
in
are
the grim
for.
Darkness of the far Christmas, there is only zombie Santa.
It starts with Santa burning the naughty and nice list.
They're no all gods, naughty. No kings, children. Ho ho ho.
All right. I think and honestly, like I just think given our general dispositions, saving Santa is much more fun and the world is grumpy right now. So let's do something nice for save
Santa. Okay.
I did bookmark for later use Kyle's BioShock Santa crossover. like Santa's libertarian dystopia.
That's amazing.
Okay, so we're starting with a mission, and is that right?
Yeah, so I think the mission I think in my mind there needs to be some sort of mission, fetch quest, whatever it is, for Santa. But then the zombies are sort of the thing that are impeding that from happening. Versus you have to go like clear out Santa's workshop of zombies.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Unless there's like, I don't know. Like they could do that as sort of a side quest if they wanted to. And we could have that be a little bit more magical than like you mow them all down with the machine gun.
Are we thinking that we would, is this going to be mostly a kind of location that we're fleshing out?
Yeah.
Plot line that we're fleshing out?
I think only because of the short duration.
Plot line's going to be pretty thin, but I think it's going to be mostly the location.
Okay, because what is exciting me about this is like brainstorming what weird rooms are in Santa's.
Yeah, absolutely. Compound. I think it's not even a plot. We're giving them a problem to solve, which we have to sort of codify a little more, like exactly what the problem is. But then we're saying, okay, you're near the front of the workshop. You have to go to the other end of the workshop. Go. You know,
I do like the idea of you can be whoever you want as long as it's not Santa. Like, are there things besides reindeer and elves that are associated with Santa?
Oh, there's Mrs. Claus,
sugar plum fairies.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's good.
So, I mean, you could Ghosts. With Caltrop or I assume Chris, you could just ask people to brainstorm up something from the Christmas Carol or whatever, as long as it's Christmassy.
I'll do a few pre-gens for people. So I think having a generic reindeer, I don't think you can be Rudolph, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, I think it has to actually be like every elf and reindeer has to be like the lame cousin or brother of you can't have Blitzen, but you could have, you know, his stupid brother, you know, Snoozy or whatever.
Yeah.
Are we trying to like protect the Santa IP or something with this?
No, I think it feels like,
well, how much trouble do you want, Andy?
They're like the OP level 20, you know, heroes. It's like, you gotta be, you know,
that's
you gotta
true.
Start
yeah.
from. Start
they
from
were converted from. First. I mean, that's the thing. They were all doing their job. You were over in the smoke tent. You were having a cig break.
Yeah.
And that's when things went south. Which is everywhere that things can go when you're at the North Pole.
literally, that's your only option. Okay, so reindeer, elves, sugar plum fairies, ghosts, Mrs. Claus. I kind of like the idea of like you can also be a mall Santa.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Mall Santa or like a harried retail worker.
Nobody realizes that like Mall Santa's is kind of like a Last Starfighter situation.
Yes.
But like every once in a while, one of them gets called up. I think they should all be mall Santas. That should be the situation.
All mall Santas.
Yeah.
I like that. I think we want to give them choice, though. But it is fun.
But you have all the kinds of mall Santas, right? You have the one that has the real beard. You have the one that just really needs a steady gig this Christmas.
Yeah.
Right. You got the one that's like really trying to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, it's kind of like,
you got the one who's failing to turn it around.
Year, yeah. You know, like, this is great.
I mean, some of them are probably okay. Right.
Like, no, I don't, okay. That doesn't sound likely.
I don't know.
I mean, like the standard is the PCs just like need to look awesome and hilarious in that slow-mo walking in a line towards the camera action shot. Right.
So
Yeah. Yes.
They slowly spread out and walk towards the camera, and we've got our elf, our reindeer, our mall Santa.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, what if, okay, I mean, just to add a little bit more magic to it, like, what if the start of it is like, so it is like the mall Santa setup, right? So, like, you have someone's a mall Santa, right? Someone's dressed up as like an elf. Maybe someone's into like a reindeer costume like that. And the start of it is that they go to work one day and they think it's just a normal day, but all of a sudden they're transported to Santa's workshop.
That's such a good hook.
They become
that's
the
a good
thing
hook.
That they're dressed up as,
and they're that means their fourth stat could be something related. Like they couldn't do it before, but they've been transformed into an elfic, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So their fourth stat is the ability to kit bash or something.
And yes,
you know, the reindeer can fly for short distances or whatever, and.
You're such a modeler.
And the mall Santa can consume massive quantities of alcohol without.
Yeah.
If someone's going to play a mall reindeer, I need that to be two players that are both in
the mall. Mall reindeer.
Oh, no. And then when they get transported, they're just like, it's just like one half of, like the back half of a reindeer. Like, and the front half of a reindeer.
Oh, that,
like,
yeah, that could be kind of it. Like when they're transported, like their mall costumes kind of become real. So
yes,
like,
yes,
stuff,
that's what
yeah,
I was
yeah,
trying
yeah,
to
yeah.
get.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I love that hook.
Uh-huh.
Like you can just, and then you don't have to tell, you don't have to start with, hey, you're in Santa's workshop. You start with, you've gone to work today. Mm-hmm. It's 6 a.m. and there's already a line of, you know, snot-nosed kids waiting outside the mall to see you. And then bang, it becomes magical, right? Like then you get magic powers and you're in a magical place.
Yeah. I mean, you could even do I don't know. Yeah, like maybe some kid, like the first kid who comes up, sits down in your lap and says, like, Santa needs you.
Oh, like, my God. That's so good.
Yeah, there's like.
It should be a real elf. Like, it should be a real, like, little Keebler.
Yeah, like, he pulls off his scarf or whatever, and he's got a little elf beard. And, like,
I kind of like the idea of,
no
like,
time
like,
to explain.
Do you trust I thought me? Maybe the Illuminati are kids, and, like, this is one of them who's decided to come in this year into the class.
I am positive that is the whole shtick for the Boss Baby movie. Like, I
think it is. Yeah.
This takes place in the Boss Baby universe. No,
look, your kids are old enough. I think you might have avoided Boss Baby, but it's just, like, something about that movie has my kids entirely.
Yeah, I avoided that
you
movie.
Know, Paramount or whoever, if you're listening and you want to, you know.
Yeah, you want to
send us a lucrative tie-in here.
Yeah, Netflix, if you want to do another one of those interactive things that no one plays.
I liked Bandersnatch.
Yeah, it was good, actually, yeah. Okay, anyway, so okay, so I like that as a hook. So we have sort of our characters and how they end up getting there. So there's going to be zombies just sort of roaming around in this place, or is there like a head zombie, or like what's the situation?
Well, I'm being maybe too organized. I think it might help us if we figured out what predicament Santa was in,
mm-hmm.
and then we could work back from that to how they learn and discover this.
Yeah,
that's how my brain works. But maybe I'm a project manager, so
I
my
think
goal
that's,
is to
yeah. No, I think that's good. So we can kind of identify Santa's problem. So, I mean, like,
I mean, maybe the elves at the North Pole, because all they're doing is mass producing, you know, SpongeBob SquarePants PS5 controllers.
Yeah.
Like they're losing the spirit of Christmas. And when that happens, they turn into zombies.
Oh,
that is just
perfect.
The natural life cycle.
Perfect. Yeah.
That's so good.
So you have to go in, and so it's like you have to like fight off, you have to fend off the zombies and everything like that. But if you can spread Christmas cheer, there, you might be able to save them.
I love
what
this.
If there's a, yeah, what if Chris, you've got like a Christmas cheer level tracker that you're bumping up and down as the players play.
I love this. And just to tie back to actual zombie movies, what Andy and I are discovering is the early zombie movies have actually nothing to do, or often have nothing to do, with being dead or being raised from the dead. In many of them, people just get like hypnotized and become zombie-esque. Oh. So you have an opportunity here to undo the zombification for all the elves by boosting their Christmas spirit. I'm down with this.
Okay. So you can like...
So now we're doing this in the white zombie... cinematic universe.
Yes, this is in the Bela Lugosi of white zombies cinematic universe.
Correct. Okay, I don't know what any of those words mean, so
I don't like the word white zombie. I don't think that's gonna play well in 2024.
No, probably not.
I've seen it doesn't play well in 1934.
Amazing. Okay. All right, so I like that a lot, because that kind of sidesteps the, like, are you going to be killing elves?
Yeah, we're not trying to kill... Like, you may have to disable them or knock them over or shove them out of the way, but you're not, like, trying to cut their heads off or
Or tie them up. Yeah. There's ways.
I mean, we don't want to take away players' agents if they really want to cut them.
Yeah, if they want to.
No, please don't do that.
Anyone else thinking of Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, kneecapping all the cops. technically, they'll survive.
I don't remember that scene in Jungle All the Way. He must have watched the director's cut.
Yeah, someone shows up.
Okay,
to work,
so now wait. So what? Santa's Arnold Schwarzenegger now? Is that what we just decided?
No.
I
think Santa has Santa also lost his Christmas spirit a little bit, or his cheer?
Oh,
yeah. So it's like all of his elves have started to turn, and like he's like, I don't want to go this year.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it this year.
That makes it a very classic Christmas story.
Yeah,
in that
everyone
way,
asked
right?
for like... Fortnite bucks for Christmas this year, and Santa just lost it.
Yeah, and he's tired of just printing pieces of paper with fake money.
Oh, okay. No.
For the man. So
So Santa sort of lost his Christmas cheer too. So I think then to me, that makes it pretty straightforward. Then, like as far as our setting for how we build this thing, right? Then we're just sort of coming up with like different ways to raise the Christmas cheer.
Different rooms that have different things in them.
Yeah,
like so. This goes back to the periods thing, right? If it exists in all places at the same time, you what we can do is rather than have any toy available at any time during the game, you could go into the 70s room.
Yeah.
And then you go into the 30s room. And then different rooms are different. How can you use the things there? How can you protect yourself from the threats that are there, like the elf zombies, and find stuff to build Christmas cheer in each of these different eras?
Oh, so that's interesting.
I always thought that like Santa Claus, and maybe this was just like the story that my parents told me growing up, and it's not like official Santa Claus canon, but I always thought that like Santa Claus like fed real objects to a giant like worm, and then it got digested and turned into like the little wooden horse was actually like a regular horse. Like the toy train was once just like a giant real train.
Oh,
did nobody else grow up with that?
Yeah, no, definitely. The ice worm is a beloved part of.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. It must be. Maybe it's just a Midwestern thing.
Yeah. I love how every time we do one of these, I learn something about Kyle.
This feels deeply German. I don't.
This is the Hans Christian Andersen Christmas before it got scrubbed clean by Disney.
I kind of like. Okay, so
kids these days don't use thumpers to attract the ice worm anymore. We've lost the magic, the real meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, the Christmas list is you have a lot of what is it, Shai Halud? Okay, I do like the idea for one of the rooms though, is there's like elves that have become too literal, and so rather than making like like toy horses, they're making real horses.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be periods in time. It could just be problems that are funny to solve.
Yeah, I think like problems that are funny. Yeah, I mean, you could even, if we need to ground it a little bit, it could be like, I don't know, here's the wood shop, here's the metal shop. Like,
yeah, that's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, but maybe we can put a spin on it, I think, a little bit. Like, so rather than being that literal, like, I do like the idea of like, I don't know, this is the stuffed animal room or something like that.
Yeah, actually, I like that quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I think themes like that help players be able to riff on them. But one question I had, would it make sense to have the first scene where they're recruited involve like a role-playing challenge of some sort? Or do we want to skip to scene as fast as possible? Or do we want to have like a mundane thing and then move to Santa?
I think as we have discussed on Roll for Topic, and as I've made this mistake before, I think we just need to skip straight to Santa's workshop. I think the preamble is like, you come to work, you know, you come to work, like it's just another day, like any other day. And then, you know, the first kid up there says like, Santa needs your help, you know, like come with me. And then you're sort of transported. And then when they land like inside the workshop lobby or whatever, like that's when they can kind of start taking control. Because otherwise they might be like, oh, well, actually I called in sick today. And it's like, okay, well,
no, I think, yeah. I think, yeah, let me try to pitch a combo of those two things. Okay. So you show up there with your already cold Starbucks coffee, and there's already all the kids are there screaming and crying.
Yeah.
And each player has to sort of describe the sort of mundane misfortune that occurred to them, right?
Ooh,
like the elf got splashed by a muddy puddle, so now they're all muddy, but they don't have a second elf uniform because this is a, you know, once a year gig. It's not like they have five of them. You know, just stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Oh, I like
that's
that.
Great.
That builds a little role playing, because it also feeds into the theme of sort of losing the Christmas spirit and having to rediscover it to save the world. You not only have to help Santa, you have to help yourself, right?
John, you're a genius. That's so good.
Yeah. Okay. And then my challenge as GM, I think, is going to be like helping that become even like a more real problem when they're in their workshop, right? So they got splashed by mud. Maybe there's like a mud monster or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, facing your fears in Santa's workshop. Yes.
What's in Santa's workshop? Only what you bring with you. We're learning a lot about Santa Claus.
Yeah,
this
episode.
Yeah, for real.
Put your hand in the box.
North Pole, actually, one giant Gom Jabor.
Yeah. All right. Can we actually, as hosts, can we do a quick quiz here just on theme?
Yeah.
Who is your favorite, like what movie or actor is your favorite Santa?
Oh, geez.
Oh, whoever the guy from the original Miracle on 34th Street is. That guy.
That's pretty good.
Love him.
Oh, the original? Well, yeah. The remake is pretty good too, that guy. Whenever I think about like, Santa in media, I think about the claymation Santa from Rudolph.
Mm. Nice. Good choice. Yeah. I have a lame choice, which is I actually, as somebody who grew up in the 70s and 80s, have a deep, deep affection for Kurt Russell. So when he played Santa in a made-for-Netflix Santa movie, I'm like, this is amazing for me because it's like the Santa I always wanted. It's like that Lee Majors joke where Santa's an action hero, but they actually just cast an action hero.
Oh, that's incredible. So,
yeah. I don't have an actor in mind, but I always think of like early like Coca-Cola ads, like chubby, bright red cheeks.
With the cheeks that are too big.
Oh, that's good. I kind of like that. I might weave that into for like asking the players, like, what does Santa look like to them, right? Because again,
That might be fun.
It's very, you know, like, I don't know, time independent and space independent up there. Like, maybe even Santa looks different to the person.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. Guys, a little off track there, but
that's fine.
No, I think we agreed they're going to have a mundane misfortune. There's a little bit of role playing so they can just sort of, we sort of set the stage for them being sort of glum and miserable and jumping into the magical experience immediately.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I think that's...
Guys, I'm just stuck on the idea of everyone telling you what Santa looks like to them, but then finding out he's like a wheel with wings.
Like the accurate Santa Claus?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. And all of his eyes shook like a bowl full of jelly.
Where we get the
You're welcome, listeners.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, let's begin in earnest here. shall we craft our opening location?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it would be good to sort of drop them into a problem room right away. So rather than like a lobby, they're just sort of dropped into, like something is happening, right? Like,
So it seems to me that sort of like there needs to be some kind of like panopticon observatory where the naughty and nice, you know, determinations are made through aggressive surveillance state.
So is that...
You thought Foucault invented the surveillance state, but it was really Santa.
It was Foucault. Ho, ho.
Foucault's sitting there, ready. He's like, "Well, steal from the best."
That's
this
right.
is the
That's
best
right.
one of these we've ever done.
it's so good. It's going to be absolute nonsense.
Yeah, if we if you can work in Derrida in the next 20 minutes, I'll give you a cookie. Sorry.
I mean, so another option, just, like,
sorry,
just,
Andy.
Just by contrast, another option is they're outside and they have to break into the warehouse.
Yeah, it's sort of barricaded. I like that too. So then the problem is we are going to freeze to death if we don't get inside.
Right. Well, I have one other suggestion, and if we don't want to use it for the first room, you can use it somewhere else. So one of the big things about Santa's workshop that is inherently bizarre and magical, right, is the scale, right? Like it's magically, you know, how Santa does it is a magical mystery, but inside of the workshop, there should be one room, and this could be the first room that is like a labyrinth of conveyor belts and ladders, like in Toy Story, maybe it's a Toy Story 2, right? Where they have to like navigate this is unnavigable area. And so it's all, So that, again, not the first room maybe, but it could be a good room.
No, I think that's a really good idea. Yeah. Cause there is like, there's a large amount of infrastructure that would have to happen to, to like manage all the, all that.
And it
product.
Should be like, it shouldn't be easy. Like they can't solve like the exact order of the conveyor belts. They need to do something else to get off this
something
treadmill.
Clever,
Yeah.
I like that a lot. So if they, so going back to Andy's idea, I think, so if they have to break in, I think I like the idea of they're, it's like a small single room cabin just in the middle of like a icy expanse that they're trying to break into, and then they break in and it's just this huge magical
It's like the TARDIS, but
I like that. That's a really fun moment.
So then that will also kind of sidestep the like, okay, well, we're gonna walk around the perimeter and see sort of which way to get in. So like, well, it's like
I was gonna say the risk with this is that people will noodle forever like brainstorming up plans, and maybe you just want to throw them into the work, you know, the 1960s room or whatever, and get started.
So I like that as so they have to get in, it's just like a cabin, and then they enter into into the workshop.
Do they have to go down the chimney? Is that the only way that's not sealed?
Good,
super good. There's no door, but there is a chimney.
Or
no windows.
They're on the roof, and the workshop is surrounded by zombified reindeer and elves. They can't get down to the ground, so that
there's
a chimney right there.
And they have to that's a great, like, you have to roll belief, because like you can't actually fit down the chimney. So you would have some kind of belief mishap table. Your belief in Santa Claus misfires.
What I also like about this is also like if they get transported, they do need a moment. It does put them in immediate jeopardy and create an immediate problem, but they do need to have a moment where they realize that they've been transformed, right? Like the elf is now a real elf. They're not just wearing a costume, and, you know, and so that gives them a moment to absorb what's happening without giving them the opportunity to dither about what they want to do.
This is a tangent, but I'm wondering if the way that I do the pre-gens for this is they're just written as if they're like mall workers. And then the surprise is they're immediately transformed into those things. So like so all they know is you're playing mall workers at like a a mall Santa's workshop. Here's your character.
Actually, I like that a lot.
So they land on the roof, and there's like a bunch of milling zombie reindeer and elves down like on the ground. So there's a chimney to get in.
It's snowy and cold, and the roof has snow on it, and it's slippery, and you know, like, set a little tension there.
Does that give them any like actual options for not going into the workshop, I guess, is the sticking point that I have there. I don't think so, because it's sort of like, yeah.
Certainly not. I think it's pretty obvious, right? Yeah, like, it should be pretty go down the chimney.
But even if it does, like the wonder of recorded audio is if they dither for 5 minutes, you can be like, guys, the only way in is the chimney, and then you can cut that part out. And like, okay, we go down the chimney.
All right, we'll cut that part out. We don't want to reveal too much of this.
Right? You got to do the video game thing and have like the only illumination is
yes,
right,
the way you're supposed to go.
Yeah. Yeah, you try to adjust the camera and it keeps on like panning back.
Yeah.
Well, I think I like this a lot, and mm-hmm. I mean it doesn't, if they're just on the roof, they don't really have much opportunity to noodle around and waste time, and mm-hmm. it establishes right away the problem yeah. that's going on.
And the exposition elf can be like, okay, we're here because the elves are losing their Christmas spirit, and so is Santa. We've got to help them. Mm-hmm. And then you haven't told them how to do it. You just told them what's going on.
And then one of the zombies leaps up and bites his head off. Yeah. Yeah, remember, the most important thing you got to remember is,
yes.
Definitely important to get that shocking death right in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they go down the chimney.
Yep.
And what room do they, where do they emerge?
So I don't think we need to decide that quite yet. I think they drop into one of the workshop rooms, right? So
yep.
In my mind, so they're going to drop into there. We need to come up with like four or five of these rooms, and then also like Santa's, wherever Santa is in there. And then structuring them will probably just be like, you know, a straight line, maybe like a couple of divergent paths or something like that.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah. You maybe know, they land in one room, they have like kind of two paths to go, and then it kind of converges.
And then that
the mail room wouldn't be a bad place to kind of start the adventure. Yeah. Cause it's like, mm-hmm. it's like one of the things that you could do. Cause they're just like, they're just dumping all of the mail into an incinerator or something like that. But if you can grab a letter and read it, you can kind of like,
that's good. That's, and perfect. it's from a little moment. Kid who just wants a wagon, and he doesn't know what, you know, he doesn't know what Fortnite bucks are, and he's like a general earnest sincere kid, and then you know, like when you read that letter aloud, like some of the elves are like, oh,
you can have, wake you up can have a like random that. Table for all the letters, and then but they all oh yeah actually, they are actually all like, please give me Fortnite bucks. I don't think you're real. So you have to, you just have to lie and say, this one's from a kid who loves Santa Claus.
Fortnite bucks. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that. And so I know you were, well, I don't know if you were joking with the Panopticon or not, but I think it would be a nice touch to like, that's also where the nod.
You know, honestly, I don't know if I was joking.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I like the grim suggestion here that Christmas cheer itself is a lie that we can only maintain like through self-deception. So thank you for that, Kyle.
I mean, I think we could have like some elves in the back. So like, there's
those
like,
who must play cannot, you know, as Jane Carse would say.
Yeah. We have like a naughty book and a nice book, and there's just like one elf like reading out names, crossing them out, and then writing it down in the other one, like just
right.
So yeah, I think we can kind of combine those ideas. Okay, so there's I think the mail room is a good one. So that what there's just like a big fire in there, there's a bunch of mail kind of shooting in.
Yeah.
Is there...
Or the zombie elves are throwing it in, and there's just mountains. There should be like titanic mountains of letters and mail.
Yeah, and I think it's just like as they throw in a bucket full, like another bucket full, like dumps in from the
right,
ceiling.
Right.
Right. Okay. Okay. So
wait, can we go back to the beginning for 1 second?
Yeah.
Is it Christmas Eve or is it just some generic time during the holidays? I don't know that we have to decide right now, but we should position them like.
I think it has to be Christmas Eve because mm-hmm. that's the only time you can really save Christmas, right?
You can't
save Christmas on like December 3.
No.
And we saved Christmas with 4 weeks to spare. Can you imagine it? Yeah. This is like Black Friday. We got this wrapped up.
I know.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you can also, you know, GM-wise, you can have a time, you can have a clock or something that's ticking towards midnight, right?
Yes.
Visual aid or whatever.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay, cool. So it's Christmas Eve. Okay, so we have the the mailroom, which I think is a solid place to start. Okay, so what are the ways, do the elves sort of fight back, or are they kind of just doing this verbally to you, right? Like, because they want to drag you down as well, right? Like, that's, yeah. I think that's sort of the point. Is so, like, are they doing that, or do they attack you? Like, what are, I don't know, like, what are the elves' combat abilities?
I feel like an elf combat would be, like, pratfall based.
Yeah.
So, hitting you and dropping something on your head, you know, okay. dropping yeah. a bucket of mail on your head, or, you know, something that would, you know, make stars and stuff circle around your head.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Tear a gash in your torso.
Yeah.
And what they do is that each one of those sort of brings your spirit down a little bit. It doesn't, yeah. none of these things are fatal or do inflict hit point damage. It's like you've got a level of Christmas spirit. Not, yeah.
Maybe your belief is your hit points.
I think
yeah, so. Like the lower no, your no, hit no, points no, are, the less your ability is to affect that the world.
Yeah, let's go old school.
No, that is so.
Yeah. Everybody loves a good Christmas death spiral, Chris. Yeah. I don't know why you're fighting me on this.
So do we want to talk about like the antagonists and like what they can do just generally, assuming that that yeah. will be true across the different rooms that we design?
I think so, right? Because it can't just be elves. So like, right, we've identified it can be elves. Maybe maybe there are like, yeah, all the reindeer like spread out, something like that.
Anything could be animated and feel very Christmassy, right?
Yeah. So I like, just had an idea
yeah.
okay.
along those lines, Andy, which is like a golem of wrapped gifts, like a golem creature. That's this would be like, how do we get around the creature? Because mm-hmm. It's blocking the way. So you walk into the room and there's this giant, what looks like a beautiful pile of gifts. You're like, what's wrong in this room? And then it animates yeah. and like keeps you from, it tries to sort of, you know, not really kill you, but keeps you from passing.
It probably tries to wrap you up, right?
Like, yeah, I like that. And he's got little minions that try to wrap you. It's trying like he's to, like, blocking the way, or it's yeah. blocking the way. And then there's minions that are trying to tie you up in bows and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, so wrap gift golem, elves, reindeer. So Andy, I like just that general idea of like anything can kind of become animated at that point. Like, I guess what are some fun sort of like toys that we could become animated?
Rocking horse, or like with those horses that rock? Is that a rocking horse? I guess we even have a term for it.
Yeah, we do.
Conveniently enough,
in the English language, we have one term for rocking horses. I'm just thinking about like a bunch of like the little plastic army men, like a swarm of them.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Nutcrackers.
Let's just make sure we don't go maximum overdrive here. Let's just
We in a nod to both the modern era and to a mutual friend who had a dramatic incident, we could have, you know, Xboxes spitting out discs or something like that.
Yes, yeah.
The red ring of death actually kills you.
Yes.
That's a joke about the Xbox 360, kid.
Yeah, yeah.
The kids will love it, right?
They'll love it.
Yeah.
Once you look it up, you're going to be laughing.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. Is that a 20-year-old reference at this point?
Yeah. I don't like to think about it. I'll be honest. I wish
it's,
I
it's five
it up.
5 years at most. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, yeah, Xbox is spitting discs out.
You could invite the players,
that will make sense to younger people because Xboxes don't take discs anymore. We're alienating our younger audience.
Kids these days. Yeah. Hey, Kyle, don't worry about it. The audience for this podcast is not young.
I was going to say, Chris, you could just invite the players to tell you what toys you give them, the theme of the room, and they give you some examples of toys that they see, and then it shouldn't be too hard to just pick one of those and animate it into a monster,
real
right?
Choose your destroyer moment.
Yes. after room three, when I'm like, and what toys do you see in here, they're gonna be like, no, we don't see it. It's just empty. There's nothing happening.
I've gouged out my eyes because I know how this goes.
Yeah, you see an empty warehouse.
Yeah.
You needed to phrase that question as, choose the form of the destroyer. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I see a bunch of xenomorph plushies in here. Is that going to be a problem?
Can we? All right. Can we have a clown room?
Because, oh, yeah, yeah.
Like old Santa probably thinks clowns are fun. And modern audiences are like, why would anybody ask for a clown for Christmas? What's wrong
Everybody
with you?
Loves tinsel, the Christmas clown. Merry Santa. Christmas, boys and girls.
How about actively resent toys that have been made since the 1930s?
Yes, I think.
Yeah. Well, maybe not just clowns. Maybe it's a doll room, a doll action figure stuffed animal room, and the villains in the room are animated clowns.
Okay.
Or animated teddy bears. I mean, I'm not hard. We can do whatever you want.
So humanoid. Humanoid clowns and dolls. Okay.
Yeah. And these are all, and I feel like we should come up with, you know, 7 or 8 of these and then narrow the list down. So.
Yeah. Okay. So we have the rooms that I have written, like actually written down, are sort of like, so like a wrapping room, the mail room, the clowns and dolls, like clowns and dolls rooms, I guess. Yeah. What else?
Well, you need the stable.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Obviously.
It's just funny to think about, like, wait, the only toy room was the clowns and dolls room? No wonder Santa's just like lost a step here.
The next room is only hand carved woodcut toys and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I think the stable's a good idea.
Okay. I like the, I guess like an electronics room. I think I like just a generic electronics room. So they step in and it's like a spaceship. You know, far.
Yeah, it's like beeping, whirring toys, and there's everything from the Xbox One to the, you know, the Speak and Spell or whatever. Like, it's just dumb electronic toys from the ages. And then you could have, they could pick up Coleco Tech Mobile or whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I think that room's going to be like pitch black and they have to like flip one of those big levers to turn on the lights in there.
Yeah.
That also makes everything else come alive.
Yes.
Now say, this is the last Christmas you'll ever have.
Oh, I hated how accurate that was.
So how did you, where did you work on your speaking spell?
You know, I'm a childless man. I have a lot of time.
Just really got to nail it. Yeah.
Did we already have a room with like a complicated set of conveyor belts?
Oh, no, we don't have that yet. So there's the.
So whatever the like processing room is.
Can we, let's roll that into the wrapping room, I guess. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So like
wrapping. Yeah, because once things are wrapped, they would go on.
Yeah. So the wrapping room also has like conveyor belts and stuff, and then that gives them some more options for dealing with like a giant wrapping paper.
Yeah, gauntlet. Exactly.
Okay. It should be a, what about a bakery? You know, like a for Christmas a treats room.
Ooh.
Yeah, for all of the milks and cookies.
Yeah, and candy canes and things like that.
Oh, they could find like the cookie recipe that Santa loves in there too.
Oh, right, but he's forgotten about. Yeah. Oh my God, so good.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity to bake cookies to save the world. I feel like that can't be a missed opportunity.
Yeah, so I think like each room should have, in addition to the problem, there needs to be some sort of like, and then this will also help like Santa.
Yeah, it's not just an obstacle course. You need to recharge the old Christmas batteries in Santa Claus's heart, you know, by finding the things that really, it's like, oh yeah, Santa loves this. He loves this cookie recipe. This is always his favorite.
Yeah, I love that.
So going back then, so like the mail
and it's
room.
Italian anise cookies, just like my mom makes for me.
Yes.
Turns out Santa Claus is all of his favorite stuff about Christmas is the stuff I love about Christmas.
Yeah,
that's weird how that works.
Yeah, mine too.
And it turns out your dad's Santa Claus, and we've discovered that Mrs. Claus is the power behind the throne.
Yes. Is that the ultimate, like the yeah, we get to the end of it and like Mrs. Claus is like, you're ruining my plot.
I just wanted one year off.
1 year off. I was so close to retirement. Okay. All right. So I think the mail room, right? Like there's a bunch of like, I don't know, like maybe you have to dig around like through all the Fortnite Bucks ones. There is that like the one letter that's like Please, Santa, I want a rocking horse.
That's it.
Yeah.
I want a horse that rocks.
Wait, if only there was a name for it.
If only there was
but
a name for it.
Time has forgotten it. Time has erased it. Yeah. Fortnite
the irony is... The irony is they're asking for the Fortnite skin of a horse.
Yes. okay, so I think, so there's that. The what's the wrapping room processing thing? Like, I guess, what's the thing they find there?
Oh, some sort of gift for Santa, but what would it be? What would warm Santa's heart?
Oh. What is it?
Mittens. Let's not overthink it.
Yeah.
I think it's probably going to be something that's like, thoughtful. Like everybody gets Santa like, cookies, and all he really wants is like a new pair of mittens. Yeah.
And they're like made by like a widow in Saskatchewan or something. But they're like, Santa, you're always helping everybody else out, but I thought of you this year and sent you these mittens I made. Mm-hmm. And that's
like the first gift he's gotten in 50 years.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay.
One of these rooms needs to have those like grabbing claws that for grabbing plushies out of toys out of
I like that. Maybe that's in the doll room is really like a plushy stuffed animal room, and it's and that's mm-hmm. got and that's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Sort of mash those two together.
Hey, what's up,
Scott? Sorry to derail us. Yeah. So
no, that's okay. Hold on, he's doing a kid check-in.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
I'm surprised. We're pretty far in for that, so that's good.
Yeah, they've been doing great. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like the year of the ant. Was that in
Was
that in a just a regular episode, or was that in a Christmas design?
No, that was Christmas design. Yeah, you guys just had all sorts of ant facts all of a sudden. I think Andy and I were just sort of bewildered.
Yes.
Okay, so the wrapping room has a gift inside of it, the mail room. Okay, the stables, right? Okay, so I have stables written down, but I don't have any details there. So, is it just, is Rudolph in there, like, crying?
You need to find the jingle bells.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, right. He's locked himself in his room, and he doesn't have one of those harnesses with bells on it.
Yeah, so he's lost his...
He hasn't heard the sound.
Okay, so Rudolph, I think, clearly, like, his nose is not lighting up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's like sort of like crying in a corner. Like, yes, you can find his jingle bells for him.
Yeah, because the elves have buried the jingle bells.
Yes. Yeah. crushed them or something like that. What? How can the stables be more interesting than like a horse style stables? Like, what if it's like I don't know, like a dorm room or something? Like they actually live in, like, I don't know. I keep on thinking about like the Battlestar Galactica bunks, something like that. I don't know.
Like, but it's a place where they like hang out, like
like
a bunch of coworkers would hang out, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, another take could be more like an airport, Like, with like air traffic control booth and things like that. Mm. I don't know.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I like that. Right, because they're always flying, so they need to, like...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, so it's, like, it's actually, like, it's, like, there's, like, a control tower next to some hangars or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's been a take on the reindeers like this, but, like, are they all sort of, like, Air Force pilot?
I think so. Sure.
Yeah, so there's like they've got like a rack of like, I don't know, their jackets hanging up and like their sunglasses.
They all have giant watches.
They're playing volleyball, listening to Kenny Loggins.
typical military stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I think I like that. So the stables is more of like I don't know, air.
And maybe I don't know what the challenge should be here. I don't think it should be the reindeer. I think the reindeer are either threatened by something or they become so disinterested that they're just I'm not quite sure what the challenge should be here.
I mean, there's also the sleigh itself, I mean, which might be here and might be in disrepair or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What if that's okay, so the reindeer are in there, maybe they're like, I don't know, they're trying to fix up the sleigh or something like that, and like just everything's going wrong. I don't know, the jingle bells are smashed.
This Batman feels... actually does smell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Robin's laying an egg in the corner.
It's pandemonium in there.
Yeah. I would like to report that my daughter very happily started singing that version of Jingle Bells to me, like, I don't know, like a month or so ago. Like it was like a brand new thing that her and her friends had invented. Oh,
that's amazing.
It was really great. Okay, this one feels a little nebulous. Like, I don't really have the hook for it quite yet.
Yeah. Do we want to move on to something else? Or,
I mean, could
or
it be
stick grind
the,
on this one?
Could the challenge be that, like, the, I don't know, like the flight route has been garbled or lost to, you know, the thing that tells them how to get to all the chimneys of the world? I don't know.
Yeah, or
I can't think of a way that would be fun to solve or whatever. But,
Right. Well, maybe this one's simple. Something's just preventing them.
Maybe there's just like the all the reindeer are in the hangar and they're locked up, right?
Yeah,
and they can't get out. So you have to go. You have to figure out how to like lure the zombies away from the door that's keeping them locked up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that, but it would work fine. Yeah.
Are they okay, so this is probably the most important question I'll ask. Are the reindeer sentient? Like are they
Oh yeah.
Do they have
yeah,
like,
they can talk
and they can talk. Okay.
They all sound like Patrick Warburton.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for letting me out of the hangar. Thank you, brother. It's a bunch of zombies. Huh.
Hey. I'm picturing them all like playing poker around a table.
Oh yeah.
Pilot ready room sort of way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Playing
yeah.
poker, yeah, locked up.
There's a in the animated film starring Drew Barrymore animated TV show called Olive, the Other Reindeer. Mm-hmm. They all like sit around and drink coffee and like
yes.
Like sort of slightly grumpy adults. Yeah.
Yes, I love it. Okay, all right, so I think that's good.
Maybe let's they all see. Sound like Rudolph's dad in the Rankin Bass thing. They're like, nah!
You'll never fly!
You're a disappointment. I don't know why, but you're different.
You're useless as a reindeer. No, maybe we don't want to do that.
How are you going to fit into society?
Assimilate!
Hide your true self.
There's a lot of, you know, thematic richness to this location.
There really is. Yeah. We just,
yeah. My 4-year-old really wants to watch the Rudolph movie, and I just kind of want to fast forward to that.
Right.
Like, bad dad. Bad dad reindeer.
Yeah, right. Aren't you glad you don't have a dad like that, honey?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay. All right. So
right?
I think we need at least one more room, maybe two more, just to, like have a spot to pick.
Have a spare. In.
Yeah, spare, and then Santa.
And then we need the Santa location, right?
The Santa location.
Yeah.
Santa, the Panopticon should be the finale, right? Because he's like clockwork oranging himself and all the cynicism, you know. Like this is sad, you know. He's like he can't look away from what Christmas has become.
He's watching like the news about some Black Friday riot over a TV or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, he's just.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think it's like.
He's sort of the
like
real zombie, right?
Yeah.
I think it's.
Oh. Yeah. Is he also.
And I think he's also prepared playing for the social commentary.
Yeah. What's next? He's still sad about the election return.
Yeah. What if, yeah, okay, so what if, yeah, he, okay, so I think, yeah, they, Santa is like, yeah, where they find Santa is in the Panopticon. I think he has, like, hastily set up a bunch of screens and stuff, so it's like this has been an emergent thing over the past years. He's just been plugging in screens. Mm-hmm. I think he's probably playing Fortnite, right? Like,
while
everything
Heck
else
yeah.
is happening
he
around
took
him.
All the Fortnite bucks. And
yeah,
then, like,
yeah, he just he has a printer these. Next to him. He's just, like, printing out Fortnite bucks.
This is all anybody wants.
Yeah.
He's just sniping streamers.
Amazing. Absolutely.
That does become the worst sort of gamer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I like that. Well, I mean, I don't like that, but I like that. It's like a,
yeah, no, I love that for a
okay, so you situation. Like so when they get there, they're going to have all these things that they can use at this point to try to like snap Santa out of it.
Right. And so far they have two things, right? They have a gift. No, they have three. They have a gift, they have cookies, and they have a letter.
Yeah, they have a letter. Yeah. And then there's probably additional things they can do.
Like, I think we're leaning towards jingle bells for the airport / reindeer stable thing.
Yeah, I think an element of Christmas we haven't touched on is music, you know, Christmas carols.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe one of the locations is a music room.
Oh, I like that a lot.
And they could emerge with something that would appeal to Santa from there.
Yeah. So I think like the music room, right? Like, so they're making stuff like drums and, you know, like xylophones and things like that. And maybe there's just like, there's sad elves and they're playing discordant versions of you know, Christmas carols.
They're all playing stuff. Like 90s emo. Like,
yes.
Goth rock, right. Or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it could be
downshifted
something.
Downshifted Mannheim steamroller.
What if The Cure had a Christmas album?
Wait, hold. Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me isn't a Christmas album? I don't know. Sorry.
I already got knocked out of Whamageddon this year. And I'm,
you did?
Pretty miffed about it.
My coworker
just like had my boss send me a link.
Oh no,
that's mean.
Well, because I kind of like, I tried to do the same thing to him. And then he was sneakier than I was about it. And I was, so
I thought I was knocked out, but then somebody said it's actually December 1st, not Black Friday. Okay. Because
yes.
I thought I was knocked out on Thanksgiving, actually, because my daughter's like, hey, could you put on just some Christmas music on your laptop? And I just hit Apple Music Christmas Essentials and sat back down at the table. Third song. Last Christmas by Wham. I'm like,
You need the Christmas music without the Wham.
I didn't look at the playlist before.
Yeah,
sorry.
Music room, like everything's in playing in a minor
what's
key
the,
and all that. Yeah.
What's the most sort of Christmassy instrument? Should it be a number of instruments equal to the number of party members and then music to go with it? So there's like a little drum and a recorder and like and then they have to learn this song.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I think,
or it could just be a single instrument.
Maybe the zombie elves are locked in an eternal conversation whether like favorite things counts as a Christmas song or not. Like it's really bumming them out.
Yeah,
Charlie Brown theme is not a Christmas song.
I think they're arguing about it. Yeah. Or they're like trying to rewrite the lyrics to 12 Days of Christmas or something to be like the modern version.
You're really like signing yourself up for a lot there, Chris.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we're going to scrap this room.
I feel like if you've got four rooms and we've got the jingle bells, the gift, the music, and the cookies, I really think you've got like a really solid, a solid suite of things. Is there something else? A tree, an ornament?
Okay, so there's wrapping rooms, tables, the doll room. That's still in there. It's like dolls, music, electronics room. I feel like we're missing like a large classification of toys that sort of like wouldn't make sense to not have, but I don't know quite what that is.
Trains. That's the third kind of toy.
Trains.
There's dolls, there's electronics, and there's trains. Those are the three kinds of toys.
Yep.
I almost said guns. I don't know why.
Yeah. No.
Having a rough one this year, huh, Andy?
Yeah. So many guns.
They are when I play with them.
Yeah. That's a secret room. So if they find the breakable wall, they walk in.
That's
and
right.
Neo and Trinity are there. And they say, like, guns. We need lots of guns.
Yeah. Trains could be pretty fun. I mean, you could gamify that pretty in some fun ways, I think. If you think about like the tracks are all screwed up or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like trains and things that move, right? So it's like, yeah, like trains, bicycles, skateboards, like
roller skates,
yeah,
all the way up to drones if they wanted to get.
Oh yeah,
action. Yeah,
yeah. If You know, we haven't discussed if this exists outside of time. Like, are there super futuristic? Are there like
all Fortnite from here on out. That's the problem. That's the problem. It's like you haven't been listening.
We're in a time loop where Fortnite has taken over all technological innovation, and there's no other innovation.
Like, you buy toys for your digital avatar to play with in Fortnite as like a victory dance, but you won't play with toys yourself.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. The elf oracles are like, we can't see anything past 2024.
Why is the future just like a giant Fortnite buck? Yeah.
The final boss is Goku with the Punisher shirt on.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty cool, though.
No! They've got you, too!
Okay. Yeah.
So, trains so, of things
Chris,
that move.
Chris, can you recap where we're at here?
Yeah, yeah. I can attempt to. Right. Yeah, that's good, because we need to wrap up pretty soon. So, okay, so they... Right, so they're mall employees. They get transported in some fashion, right? So an elf comes up and says, like, please, if you trust me, come with me now. Right, so they get transported to the North Pole on top of a cabin. They need to get down through the chimney into the workshop.
Right, because they're surrounded by sort of hypnotized, mesmerized elves and reindeer who are...
Yeah, elves, and they're just saying, like, yeah, none of this is real, whatever, you know, like that. Go down.
They're saying, bah humbug. Don't forget that if you need to telegraph that... Somebody doesn't believe in Christmas anymore. You have a little two-word tell right there.
Bah humbug.
Yeah. like a zombie. Yeah. Okay. All right. So they go down into the mailroom. So the mailroom then, right, like has a bunch of elves just burning letters and stuff like that. There's the naughty and nice list that they're crossing things out like that. So they need to find something or lie, or, you know, fabricate, you know, some sort of letter along the lines of, like, I think something other than Fortnite bucks.
I feel very strong that should be, like, the one genuine letter by a nice person.
Okay. Yeah, it can be pretty obvious, right? So if they, roll to look for it, it's like, I don't know. It's like the one, like, handwritten.
It's
the one that's not just a print off of an email.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could really go for the heart and be like, it's from a third world country. And they're like, our village soccer ball got stolen. So all we want is a soccer ball.
All the other letters are like QR codes to Amazon wish lists.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
But there's one obviously handwritten nice letter. And that letter can also... You can give them a clue, or it will help Santa, because if they read it aloud and hear, the zombie elves will stop what they're doing too.
Mm, yes. Okay. Yeah, I like that. Okay. So there's that room. And then I think from there, so we have the mail room, and maybe we're going to just have like two exits from there. So like one goes to the wrapping room.
Yep.
Where there is a giant wrapping paper golem. So I think they go into there. The golem is sort of sitting down, and then as soon as they as soon as they get close to it, it stands up, right? And it's going to try to wrap them up in it, too. So they have to find some way.
And this has got the conveyor belts and stuff, too.
Yeah, conveyor belts, and, like, there's the claw that can come down. There's, like, you know, all sorts of stuff that they can play with. That I think this is probably the only thing that they can really attack if they want to.
Yeah, but it's really more parkour is what we're after. But whatever they want,
Okay, so what happens in this room? What do they find? This is where they find a present to Santa.
Yeah, it's the mittens.
Right. Yeah, the mittens. Okay, so we have the wrapping room.
Yeah, and is then that like part of the golem? You know, like it's...
Oh.
It's the chest.
Oh, it's like it's... part of the golem. Yeah, it's like its heart, yeah.
Yeah, all the paper is like super gaudy or weird, but there's this one. Yeah. But what's different is that this one is just super simple, and
it's written like in the funny. It's wrapped in the funny pages.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Maybe you attack it by like
unbound with string. Yeah.
Or
you
know, some cutting the string, like that sort of thing.
Yeah. I think I'm fine. I like just leaving that up to the players to sort of figure out.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the other way is like the electronics room, I think. And this is where, there's, you know, they turn on the power and like all the electronics are attacking them in here. I don't know.
Can they get something here that helps?
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think we really figured that out.
No.
A wind up toy or something like.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And not the one non-electronic, but automated toy here, right? Like the pull the string or wind it. Yeah. That's awesome, Andy.
wind up to it. Yeah, so I mean, maybe like in all the chaos, like it is actually just like a little like ladybug, like ladybug, or like a little like toy soldier or something that's just like walking, you know, through the whole through the chaos. So they can grab that. They can either just grab that and get out, or they can try to, you know, stop what's going on in there. Okay, so there's electronics room. We need the stables.
Yep, stables slash airport.
Yeah, stables slash airport. So this is the reindeer are all locked up. The jingle bells are smashed. They need to break them out and repair the jingle bells.
I think actually just freeing, just opening the hangar from all the zombies is probably enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Right.
Okay. So stables, mail room, music room.
Yep.
So the music
and that's
room.
Got all the instruments and toys and the goth elves.
Yep.
These rooms, by the way, would lend themselves really well to like a sound background noise.
They would. Think, yeah. Right? Maybe if
you had time to do a little planning ahead.
Yeah. I'll talk to John. We can talk about that to see if there's an easy way to do that, or if I'm signing myself up for something. Okay. So we have the music room that's going to have some discordant music going on. Some elves sort of like, arguing about like, you know, lyrics, what's, you know, does, you know, Last Christmas is actually a Christmas song, like, you know, that sort of stuff,
which it's not.
Yeah,
sorry. Look, if you change the word Christmas in that song to summer, it's the same song and then has nothing to do with Christmas. That's why that's not a Christmas song, because in no way other than the word Christmas does it have anything to do with Christmas.
I stumbled
carry on I will. Yeah. You can cut the angry John being angry
has
about
such
Wham.
Strong feelings about this.
I know. Yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay, so we have the music room, and then the trains and things that move room.
Yes.
What we didn't really talk too much about this, other than there should just be a trains room.
Like a wooden train or a wind up nutcracker, or I think the wind up toy was the
wind up toy was in the electronics room. I'm kind of wondering if these are too similar.
Yeah, let's cut it. Boom. Yeah. I just saved you
or
a
combine
lot of time.
Them.
Let's move.
Thank you.
Well, no, combine them, but I still think keep the wind up, the low tech wind up toy is the thing you're trying to find.
Yeah.
Whether that's a wooden train or a wind up nutcracker or whatever.
Yeah. It's worth noting, Chris, like you could narrate some of these things if you don't want to make them a whole room with an encounter. You could just narrate them if they are fun flavor, right?
Yeah.
On the way you pass through the electronic room and it's full of anything, whatever.
I think that's good. And I can ask them too if they're like, oh, I really wish there was a whatever room. Like we can talk about that. That's fine. Okay. And then
that's all you got to do is just like, if they ask, it's like, oh, is there a room that says that? And it's just, and then you would just say, yes, but what would Santa need in a room like that that would cheer him up? And then you just BS it for 15 minutes and move on to the actual plan.
Yeah, there are other stuff. Like it occurred to me, we haven't done like a film room, right?
But no.
Christmas movies are...
That's showing White Christmas over and over,
right?
Or whatever.
So, well, he's not like a Christmas cop. He's just like, he's not in charge of everything Christmas, just the presents. That's his thing.
I think he is the Christmas cop.
Whoa. Throw down.
That's the Christmas carol I want to hear. Is
there's plenty of space, I think, for the GM to be like, tell me what is the next room you come across.
Okay. All right. So then the final place is the, like, Santa's, I don't know, is it his room?
I think it looks like it's like a cozy log cabin, like you think Santa would live in, with a roaring fire, but he's got his back to all of that, and he's staring at the TV screen playing Fortnite.
Yes.
Using his printed Fortnite bucks.
Yeah. Fortnite. And then I think I like the idea of there's also some, like, side displays where he's just sort of, like, watching the chaos happening in his workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Maybe they hit that room, and that room is the size of the cabin, right? Like the cabin from the beginning.
Finally, that's cool. It finally looks like you're in the place you think.
Yeah, so that's the size. Yeah, and so then they need to talk to Santa. So Santa's just like locked in, and it's like, Santa, we have these cookies, and he like eats one without looking at them, and then kind of like looks up and like, Santa, we have this, you know, this wind up toy, and it's like, oh, like I remember that from, and there's the mittens, and like, yeah, so you kind of break Santa out of it. I think as each of those happens, like the space gets bigger and cheerier.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
like that.
Like the tree lights come on and like suddenly there's stockings over the fire and like all that stuff.
Yeah. And I think like maybe two actually. So it expands like that. And then as is expanding, like the walls and hallways that were separating all those rooms kind of dismantle. And so then you see like everything is kind of in one big,
One big wonderful magical spot running as you
magical
think it should be. Room. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then, yeah, Santa becomes connected back and then, yeah. Okay. So when does the adventure end? Is it once they like break Santa out of the spell or do they like jump on the sleigh with him and go deliver the gifts? Or?
I like the idea of Santa inviting them to, you know, join him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, to help come with me and help me deliver these presents or something like that.
Mm-hmm. There's a happy ending.
And then they smash into a weather balloon. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well, I was thinking they could just go back to their previous lives, but with joy in their hearts. But I don't know, that could turn really dark. So I think joining them on the sleigh is more fun.
Yeah.
Joy in their hearts. Oh, who needs it?
Joy in their hearts.
Maybe I'll give him the option. Like at the end, it's like, do you want to go back to your life or do you want to remain a reindeer?
Yeah. So actually, I like
this
that.
A metaphor for accepting your own death or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Santa's workshop is
crossing over to the lands across the sea. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. If I can, quote the, the manager from Spinal Tap, every movie and every cinema is about death. So, yeah.
Okay. So I think Santa invites them. Like, I think, so the invitation is, do you want to come on the sleigh with me tonight to help, or do you want to go back to your lives?
Yeah.
Crummy.
I do like the idea.
Or do you want to go spread the cheer?
Yeah. I do like the idea of like asking the players to, recast the experience, the mundane experience they described earlier.
Yeah.
Now that they have the Christmas joy in them or something, you know, so instead of getting splashed by mud, they retell that story in a way that like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that'd be so good. Cause like if they get splashed by mud, then the mother is in line of that was driving the car. And she's like, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
And she brings her kid and her kid's absolutely delightful. You know, just like stuff like that.
Yeah. Or she I don't know, buys them a new suit to wear. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. I love looking at all of my players and say, all right, improv the denouement. I'm going to get a drink. Let me know when you wrap this up.
I mean, you're the characters. I'm just some
guy. I know.
Now you sound like a project manager. I'm not doing the work. You're doing the work.
Yeah. What? Someone's got to do the work. Yeah.
If we do that, there has to be that, like, you know how every 80s horror movie ended with like Freddy's claw bursting out of the grave. There needs to be that final shot of like the Christmas gloom will return.
The Grinch's reanimated corpse crawls out from the cave next year.
Yeah,
or it cuts to like Fortnite headquarters where the marketers are.
Like, we lost Santa. I think the TV probably flips turns back on and it says like Fortnite 2.
Yeah. Hey, can I give you like a little atmosphere thing for the store Santa?
Yeah, actually, I want some of those details too. Yeah,
so my the guy, I don't go to the dog park much because Linus is a little too grumpy, but his best friend when we went there is this dog named Oreo, and Oreo's owner is a single older man named Wayne, and he every year at the dog park around Christmas he takes his dog to the Mall Santa and has his dog photographed with the Mall Santa, and then he gives us cookies with photos of his dog with Santa. So that could be both annoying and joyful, right? That's like, so good. There's this dog that's gonna pee on me. Like,
oh my goodness, yeah, that is great. What a delightful thing to do.
He holds it in every year until it gets to Santa Claus, and then it's just like Niagara. It's like a fire hose. Wow!
I haven't let him outside for 3 days. Yeah,
it's really save it up.
I hate Christmas. Okay, so are there any other like little details that you want to mention that we can drop in? So like any others? Yeah. I don't know. Like John, you mentioned Bah Humbug, which I completely forgot about. Anything else like that? That's like things the elves could be saying or any other like obstacles? Yeah,
I mean, you need to throw in like snowmen with silk hats. Nice, like, yeah. I think he could just pull, like, they don't even have to be involved or be a thing, but like, you know, I think you could just pull all those things from all the Christmas movies. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, make sure Hot Frosty's in there somewhere.
Hot Frosty for sure.
What?
Have you heard about Hot Frosty?
You've not heard about Hot Frosty over in Ireland?
Right now. Okay, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think of, like, you know, terrible covers of Christmas music should be piping in through the, like, the workshop PA system. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, terrible covers by whatever. I don't know.
And we completely avoided Hallmark Christmas movies here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know what you could do with that, but that is a very modern, like, we laugh, but like over in the Marpiness, Kyle, like everybody there was like, have you seen Hot Frosty? Like,
yeah.
I don't know what that is. And I refuse to learn more. So yeah.
Okay, it's right. I'll tell you, it's the Frosty the Snowman story, except for when he animates.
Cannot be more clear.
Okay, imagine if Frosty had abs. There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Like, guys, I just asked. This is like, I'm holding out. You should just go do this with your hands. Yeah, this is X-card, players understand X card. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So that's good. So, like, yeah, snowmen, terrible Christmas covers. I don't know. I'm going to noodle on the Hallmark thing, because I think that could be fun if that's like happening in the background. If there's or maybe there's like a room where the elves are just churning out like the most cynical versions of those. Yeah.
Those things. Yeah. There's like a sound stage with something. And then mm-hmm. the actors were making sappy Hallmark Christmas movies, but they've turned into horror movies. Or
Yeah. In all their movies, like the businessman is the hero. You know, like,
Is the hero. Yeah. He does stop Christmas.
Play the Leonard Cohen, like, everybody knows good guys lose. Everybody knows.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that is good. If you have anything else, you can send it to me as well. But this is, I think, going to be a very fun one to run. I obviously have some notes that I need to write up. We need to make some pre-gens, that sort of stuff, typical things.
I feel like we were the least useful we've been in years for this. This was wonderful.
No, you were so useful. This is great. I mean, what I love about this is, like, this is something that I maybe could do by myself, but it would have been pretty down the middle, I think, when it came to this. So this is great. You definitely pushed it in a good direction.
Remember that time? Because you ran a Scrooge one once, and you said you have to play a sinner. You have to pick a sinner for your character.
Yes.
So I chose Cain. The first murderer in history.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I just kept introducing myself to people. It's like, hi, I'm Cain. I invented murder.
That was good. Yeah. That's a fun. If we ever have to do one of these and we don't have something prepared, I will probably just run that game.
That's a good one.
It's up on Drive-Thru if you want to buy it. Every 2 or 3 years, I get to go buy like a cup of coffee from the sales. So.
Well, now we can't use the BBC archives because it's what?
Yeah, if you do that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pay what you want.
Ruined.
Yet again, Christmas is ruined.
Good
by
job, Chris.
That's
right. Well, Chris buys all of his gifts every year for his kids based upon the sales of that. If you don't go to drivethroughrpg.com and pledge today, you will have destroyed Christmas.
I absolutely need this to happen.
What's wrong with you, listener? How could you do this to him? He's on his hands and his knees.
I'm sorry, kids. Christmas this year just isn't happening. The fans didn't come out in sufficient numbers.
The BBC screwed us on this one.
Take down order.
Drinking hot chocolate out of the same free refills cup from Starbucks you got 5 years ago.
That's such the mall trick. When I worked at the Apple store in the mall, like every employee had like their Arby's cup,
yeah,
right? And they just put it in their special place, and then every day they'd rinse it out and go to Arby's and be like, no, I'm just refilling.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. And the Arby's workers are like, I do not care. So. Yeah,
they're like, fine.
It's, overestimating my involvement in this.
Yeah, it's sugar water. I hope it kills you. Dude, have a good
5 cents worth of sugar water.
I'm going to vault this counter and tackle you. Like, just take the whole machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Are we at a place where we can call it a wrap?
Yes, I think so.
Pun intended on the.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think we are. Yeah, thank you. Thank you all so much for doing this. This is always a highlight of my year. Kyle, it's so good to see you. Let's see. I think that does it for us. So this has been Roll for Topic. We're part of the Roll for It Media Podcasting Network. You can listen to our sister show, The Splatbook, at thesplatbook.com with John Corey, with Ben Donaldson and Jess Rhiannon. It is great. I think they have their second part of the Wiccan Wander adventure going up. Probably by the time you hear this one, that one will be live. Please go listen to it. Super great. Love it.
That show has really gotten a lot better for some reason. I can't.
Yeah, I don't, did something change recently? I feel like, I don't know. The quality's better.
They cut some dead weight.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like they even like talked about RPG design a couple times. Like, it's
wild.
Yeah. Yeah. So go listen to that at thesplatbook.com. And as alluded to, get your, I guess, podcast players all ready and waiting for a Zombie Strain coming at you in early January. All right. That does it for us. I've been Chris Salzman.
I've been Andy Rao.
Bye, humbug.
Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho!
And remember, if your players are having fun, you're a great GM.
I think that's a wrap, guys. Oh. I think we nailed it this year.
I'm going to hit stop.